Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iraqi officials saying a suicide bomb blast in Baghdad has killed at least 11 people, wounded dozens of others. Suicide car bomber set off his explosives at the entrance of a busy market today in a mainly Shiite district. There has been no claim of responsibility, although the Islamic State has carried out similar attacks targeting Shiites. The suspect in the deadly shooting at an airport in the U.S. state of Florida has been charged with what is called an act of violence resulting in death. 26-year-old Esteban Santiago, an Iraqi war veteran, accused of killing 5 people, wounding 6 others. George Pirro is the FBI agent in charge of the investigation into why Santiago opened fire in the Fort Lauderdale airport.
We are conducting interviews and investigative leads in numerous locations, not only here in South Florida, but really throughout several other locations in the United States.
The airport shut down after Friday's attack reopened gradually on Saturday with reports of security delays and long lines. Ivory Coast president says a deal has been reached to end a 2-day army mutiny that renewed security concerns.
Je confirme mon accord pour la prise en compte.
Alassane Ouattara made the announcement during a cabinet meeting. He said he agreed to take into account the claims by the soldiers concerning bonuses, improvements to their living conditions, and the work that they do. Analysts had predicted the government would offer payoffs to defuse the crisis, as it did when soldiers staged a similar revolt in 2014. The details of the deal not known. This is VOA News. Huge explosion ripped through the center of a rebel-held border town in northern Syria, killing more than 40, many of them civilians displaced by months of conflict, and devastated large parts of the nearby city of Aleppo. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. That blast coincides with a fragile nationwide ceasefire brokered in late December by Syria, Russia, and Turkey. The Taliban has dismissed American plans of sending extra troops to Afghanistan, 300 of them, to the southern province of Helmand, as nothing but an attempt, they say, to lend morale. Meantime, senior American diplomat Thomas Shannon has assured Afghan leaders that Washington's commitment to their country's peace, its prosperity, and security will continue under the incoming administration of President-elect Donald Trump. Shannon was in Kabul, where he met with President Ashraf Ghani, and he later told reporters the purpose of his visit was to underscore the strong partnership between the two countries.
I can assure you that our purpose and intention here is enduring, it's sustainable, and it's long-term.
Around 8,500 American troops are in Afghanistan, training, advising, and assisting local forces in their battle against the resurgent Taliban. High-rise concrete buildings and the busy streets below are obvious signs of a growing economy in Cambodia, but this is hardly the most industrialized nation, and in the capital, Phnom Penh, there is a huge air pollution problem. Julien Jacquot, a Cambodia director of the environmental organization JERIS, says the air pollution problem in Phnom Penh is due to traffic, construction, and from the dust blowing in from the countryside. Cambodian Environment Minister Sesam Al.
There's more things that need to be done, need to be accomplished, right? Take that criticism, but I think they have to look at our effort as well, and they have to look at our present condition, social and economic condition of Cambodia.
As the Cambodian economy grows, car imports have risen steeply, causing more congestion and pollution, and the country is experiencing a construction growth. An official with the U.S. consulate in Guadalajara, Mexico, has been shot and wounded. Authorities trying to identify the suspect. The motive not known. The FBI offering a $20,000 reward, leading to the suspect's arrest. Mario Suarez, a former prime minister, president of Portugal, who helped steer that country toward democracy after a 1974 military coup, has died. He was 92. 1986, Suarez became Portugal's first civilian president in 60 years. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.